You know, we love music around these stations.
We do.
Of course, when you work at a radio station, you're surrounded by music.
You better like it.
And those who like to sing and those who can't sing, it just seems like music will bring people together. But we also know the benefits of listening to music and how it can help so many people. That's why Piedmont Music Therapy, that's kind of how it got its start. And we're going to learn more about this nonprofit. It's got a pretty interesting backstory as well. So we're going to welcome in Gretchen Benner. She is the executive director for Piedmont Music Therapy. And good morning to you, Gretchen.
Good morning, y'all.
Thanks good morning.
Yeah, well, welcome to Palmetto Mornings. And let us know more about Piedmont Music Therapy, because this is pretty interesting. It's a nonprofit now, but it originally started as a for-profit business. I've never heard people start out in the for-profit and switch to the nonprofit. So take us from there.
Well, the good news is we always had the same mission, to connect, play, and grow with individuals of all ages and abilities. So shifting to a nonprofit was easy because we already had our values as far as who we wanted to work with. So we do believe in a strong, healthy community, and creative and expressive arts therapy can help so many people, whether that's a kiddo with speech delays. Song is obviously and oftentimes easier to translate. And the humor that comes through the arts is, you know, it's very beautiful experience. So we work with children that might have speech delays, speech impairments. We work with teens that might have anxiety or they might have complex medical backgrounds. They've gone through a lot of intense procedures and are just trying to normalize their growth and development through coping skills with music. And then all the way up to older adults that might have dementia. We do work with the local nonprofit, the Magnolia Memory Care. So we provide an hour of respite during that day program. So the music therapy group for those individuals certainly has their preferred music to help them reminisce. Mm. And oftentimes you see that Brighton affect, because they can recall the lyrics of Neil Diamond and whoever their preferred genres are, right? And that's part of the job of the music therapist is, if someone likes Bruno Mars, well, research shows the more we use client-preferred music, they're going to be a lot more comforted and want to engage, as opposed to just say, like, why are you playing Elvis for me, you know?
Yeah. Gretchen, how do folks get connected with you all? Can families reach out to you directly? Do businesses, organizations reach out to you? What does that look like?
Well, we are on social media, and gratefully we have a volunteer that is almost finished building us a new website. So after 13, 14 years of having an old website, that's a lot of content, especially because we are a very small team of clinical music therapists. So we're about to launch a new website, which we're hoping will ease that process. But we certainly have the phone line system. People can call us. That's now textable number. So we're trying to modernize our process of intake and getting queries. But Instagram, Facebook, and our website.
But folks, so families or people can reach out to you directly. They don't need a referral, so to speak.
Right. Our largest referral stream is people searching music therapists near me through Google. So that's changed, right? A decade ago, it was more so pediatricians or physicians that were referring. But now it's loving parents of kiddos, or adult sons or daughters of a loved one that has Lewy body's dementia or early onset Alzheimer's, and they're really wanting some sort of intervention to support quality of life.
And do folks come to you, or do you come to them, depending on the situation?
Exactly. Okay. It depends on that case request. Presently, Piedmont Music Therapy has two different clinic spaces, one in South Charlotte near Carowinds, and the other is through Rogers Memorial Church. So we're grateful for their community space that offers a little bit closer drive for those that are in Clover or York County. But 50% of our work is mobile-based. So St. John's United Methodist Church here in Rock Hill, we service once a week a group session for those students in the special needs classroom. And we've also worked with Children's Attention Home, supporting teens in one of their cottage for coping skills. And just acknowledgement, right? Acknowledging you're about to make big decisions. Maybe you're going to college. How can the arts and your own coping skill toolbox help you, no matter what your backstory was?
Well, music is such, I mean, it's its own language. I mean, I love music. We love music around here. And, you know, it is. It's its own language. It can be a mood changer, like you've described. And, of course, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so what you do is a huge part of, you know, dealing with people and their mental health. And so y'all are having a big event coming up at the end of the week. So tell us a little bit about that and what people need to do to get involved.
Thank you. Yes, this Friday we're having our SOS Songs of Support fundraiser. We really appreciate Coca-Cola Consolidated for sponsoring this evening. We have a beautiful lineup of silent auction gift baskets, tickets like to the Blumenthal, all that have been donated. Some salons have donated some really cute baskets. Mm-hmm. But we're hoping to raise funds to help offset the costs. If your loved one is above the age of 20, there are no available grants that we can say you can apply to this or your family can look into that. So that to us is the gap, because if you've had a stroke or a traumatic brain injury from whatever occurred, whatever that accident was, you are going to want your loved one to have some research-based support to help their speech and quality of life. So that's the fuel and the passion to this big shift from for-profit to nonprofit. There is a lot of paperwork. We're always recruiting more volunteers. If anybody wants to serve on our board or contribute their time and their expertise, since we are truly a nonprofit in infancy. Yeah.
Well, Gretchen, since folks are dealing with whatever is happening with them physically or mentally, and they reach out to you, the last thing you want to do is stick them with another big bill on top of the bill they're already having to deal with. So these events that you have scheduled, and there's all kind of events you said scheduled throughout each week and each month, they really help to make that more affordable for these families, right?
Right.
To kind of help them navigate this world, because they need this therapy. But again, they're dealing with other mounting medical bills. They don't need another one on top of it. So that's pretty great that you're trying to cushion.
Right. We're trying to be creative with revenue. We appreciate Witt's Frozen Custard here in Fort Mill that hosted a Spirit Night last week. That's our second annual tradition. And that also offsets the cost. As you all know, with inflation as a nonprofit, we have to rent space and we go through sanitizing wipes like no one's business. Just the maintenance and operations as a nonprofit and our clinical team. But we're really excited to... I mean, it truly is an honor to work with our clientele and the caregivers. So anyone that's still interested in a fun night out, we will have a pianist is performing, Will. He's 23. He's a blind musician, and he'll be playing piano for 30 minutes. He recently played for Charlotte Knights. Y'all should definitely interview him because he does want to transfer to App State to pursue radio broadcasting.
Oh, cool.
But we're really grateful Will's volunteering for 30 minutes just to add to that ambiance. And everyone has a story through music, so we appreciate that.
And then there are folks that maybe they were musicians at one point in their life, and the instrument is collecting dust in the corner.
Yes, thank you.
There's a creative way that folks can return that instrument to you all, and you can, you know,
yes,
give it a new tune.
Right.
No pun intended.
Nice job. I like that humor earlier, the dad jokes. Tillman's Music Shop here in Rock Hill is one of our local businesses that does have a collection box. Mm-hmm. So we are accepting usable instruments, please, because we don't have volunteers yet for maintenance of repairing instruments. Yeah. But we often use percussion instruments because that's the easiest success to play or feel those vibrations if someone's just like, I'm not feeling it, but I'm playing my drum. Just with their hands on that drum head or that instrument, they'll feel the vibration. So there are lots of QR codes on those instrument collection boxes. And we actually recently received a volunteer at the Pineville Library that saw the box and scanned something. So in our mind, that's a win because we're just planting the seed. And we also have Amazon wish list linked if someone's wanting to be more generous for dry erase markers or those types of visual aids that we use a lot.
Well, it's really commendable, again, going from a for-profit organization to a nonprofit, because you basically have to start all the way over where you had the comfort of a for-profit. You don't have that as much with a nonprofit, but your mission, as you said earlier, is still the same there at Piedmont Music Therapy, is just to provide that music therapy to folks. And we, as Ashley mentioned earlier, it's its own language. It seems to unlock something that's going on in our bodies, whether, again, it's mental or physical. And really is a gift, right, to be able to give that service to a person and or to a family member who's just at their wit's end and they don't know what else to do for their loved one, and they can bring in music therapy and it seems to, like, light up the room. That's pretty interesting. Well, it's called Piedmont Music Therapy. Gretchen Benner is the executive director. They serve Mecklenburg and York counties. They've got a lot of locations and a lot of clients here in our community. Reach out to them if you want to learn more, if you can benefit from their services. Gretchen, thanks again for bringing this to our attention. Appreciate what you all do. Absolutely. What a rewarding career you must have, for sure.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.